It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Okay. Thanks, Phil. Welcome to Dawson Boyd High School for Section 3 team competition. And Team United is seeded number 2, and they're taking on Hutchinson again. It was a real close match the first time. Dick Newman along with Danny Lee, and the regular season's over, and everybody's 0-0.
Yeah, and it's like we talked about it off the radio, it's who's healthy right now. There's so much flu bug going around, and obviously one big hit to Hutchinson with their heavyweight getting a knee injury, and then just had surgery here a week ago or so, and so that's a big hit to them, but that happens in this time of the season, and that they got to carry on. So it should be a fun match. We were looking over the match from last time, and there was 3 close matches. We lost 2 of those 3. So if we can maybe turn that around a little bit or something, that would favor us. But it's going to come down to everybody's got to wrestle their best.
Well, last time it came down to 215 and the heavyweight. We were behind after 215, even though Gabe Lowry had a great match to win to give us a chance. And then, unfortunately, injury for the Hutchinson heavyweight. And we won by an injury default, and nothing that Carson Verapi did wrong.
No, they just got their knees tangled up.
Yep. And both Danny and I went down, and we just had knee surgery last Friday. So.
Good kid.
Yeah, good kid. We enjoyed watching him since his ninth grade year.
He's probably pinned 75% of the guys that you watch him wrestle, he's not, for a heavyweight, he's fairly short. He's not real stacked, put together, but he's dangerous. He had a headlock that just comes out of left field, and people just get tired and their head comes.
We've got 8 and a half minutes, we'll do the State Farm starting lineup, sponsored by Tony Arata, with offices in Canby and in Madison. So at 107 pounds, Eli Olson going out, or Griffin Johnson for Team United against Evan Parento from Hutchinson.
At 114 pounds for Team United, Nelson Vasquez. For Hutchinson, it will be Shane Kramer. And Mason Olson is a double.
At 121 for Team United, Gavin Mortensen. And Judah Perret, who is state ranked for Hutchinson.
For United at 127, we have Grayson Olson and Braden Jaden weighed in at 127. And Hutchinson will have Braden Denler.
At 133 for Team United is Tygan Long. And for Hutchinson would be Logan Schwantz, who is ranked in the state, or Dominic Finitsky.
At 139 pounds for Team United, Ben Gunlickson, and also at 139, Aiden Olson, and they will be wrestling for Hutchinson, Blake Stanek.
Or,
and Max Martin, excuse me, I slid by him.
Yeah. At 145, Colin Shocker for Team United, and Mark Griesbach for Hutchinson.
At 152 pounds for Team United, Cameron Sather or Mason Wood. And at 152 pounds for Hutchinson, the Raiden Bites.
Okay. at 160, and I omitted Jason Rodriguez, a possibility at 145 for Hutchinson, too. But at 160 for Team United, Bentley Botham or Ian Mosey. And for Team United, state ranked Luke Polk.
At 172 pounds for Team United, two wrestlers weighed in, Noah Meyer and Josh Kranz. For Hutchinson, at 172 pounds, Connor Kurth.
At 189 for Team United would be Brian Rohde. And for Hutchinson, two weighed in, Ozzie Pierce and Leland Pace.
At 215 pounds for Team United, Landon Olson or Gabe Lowry. Yeah. For Hutchinson will be Larkin Kurth or Michael Markgraff.
And at the big boys, 285, Carson Graffi for Team United. And they have two people on the program, but Evan Pierce and Tyler Hogan. Evan Pierce did not weigh in, so Tyler Hogan could wrestle that. Team United is coached by head coach
Hank
Ireland, assisted by Kenny Sather, Luke Botham, Mike Coyle, Ryan Swenson, and Sam Hendrickson. And Hutchinson is coached by head coach Todd Card, who 2 weeks ago picked up his 500th dual meet win. Assistant coaches Jordan Rosenblum and Garrett Rosenblum. That does the State Farm starting lineup, once again sponsored by Tony Arata with offices in Canby and in. So let's look at tonight's schedule in Marshall. Marshall will take on the winner of New London Spicer and Mahaka at 7 o'clock. New London and Mahaka are in progress as we speak. We are seated number 2, and we're, of course, going to be wrestling Hutchinson. It's Hutchinson, Buffalo Lake, Hector. And on the other side, New Ulm is seated number 1 on the south side. They will take on the winner of Windham Mountain Lake and Laverne. And also Martin County West Fairmont, seated number 2 in the south, taking on Worthington. So the four winners will go to Marshall on Saturday starting at 12:30. One, the higher seed on the north against the lower seed on the south, and vice versa. And that starts at 12:30, and at 2:30, the winners will go at it. And we'll know by 4:30 on Saturday who will represent 3AA at the state tournament.
It's winding down quick here. It seems like once these tournaments start, all of a sudden we're down to the state tournament. But, yeah, the next 3 weekends will be busy.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
It is.
All season long is fun. And the season is long. I mean, they started practice before Thanksgiving, and the first of March, they're done.
Yep.
So with that, we'll send it back to the studio, and still 2 minutes and 25 seconds before we start action, but yeah, we'll have the national anthem before that. But keep that dial tuned to Q92 as the referee's calling off the captains and the coaches right now. So we'll have wrestling action here in a couple of minutes.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, B. Johnson Electric, Tufte Auto and Sales, House of Spirits in Appleton, Woodstock Telephone Company, Canby Meat Center, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Dawson Truck Parts, Invenergy, Independent Oil Company at Canby, Sather Building Supplies in Dawson, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Lean Lumber, Boyd and Madison, Doug Service and Marine, Ludwigs and Tiling, Prince Bank, Pierce and Dawson, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Chris Wozinski for House, Appleton Area Health, The Dryer Doctors, Appleton Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Vixen Chiropractic, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Beats Electric Motor Incorporated, Swearable Designs, the Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Miller Services, Minneota Building Center, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, CCM Health, Oz Seeds, City Hall Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Dawson Dairy Queen, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ag Processing Incorporated, Southwest Insurance Services, State Bank of Taunton, American Surplus, NB Golf Cars, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill. Section Sports brought to you by Grace Haven Assisted Living, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Cargill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Wolfslager Concrete, Sham Farmers Elevator, Tron Tossel Seeds, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Edward Jones, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, Gislason's Hardware, Warren Tregestead, Pioneer Seeds, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Minnesota West Community College, Kluwer Law Office in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Citizens Alliance Bank, Drewell Electric, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Client Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greater Community Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Heather Nursery, Frog at Auction and Real Estate, Tenson Marine, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities. Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Turn to Tufte Auto and Sales in Madison for all your collision and glass repair needs, or if you are looking for just the right Harley-Davidson rebuilder. Check out their website at tufteauto.com today. Tufte Auto and Sales is ready to meet and exceed your expectations for collision repair and glass replacement. That's Tufte Auto and Sales, East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits, then. Remember, veterans get 10% off at the House of Spirits.
You're only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. Call Woodstock Telephone Company in Ruthven at area code 507-658-3830. That's area code 507-658-3830. It's Minnesota owned and operated. Give them a call today. Remember, only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. That's Woodstock Telephone Company, your independent telephone company serving Ruthven and the surrounding area.
This week at the Canby Meat Center, pick up some USDA Choice Boneless Beef Ribeye Steaks for $14.99 a pound. Or Boneless Thick Cut Pork Chops, $2.69 a pound. And Boneless Butterfly Cut Pork Chops, $2.69 a pound. That's at the Canby Meat Center. They're open Monday through Fridays, 8 to 5:30, Saturdays, 8 till noon. They're located on Main Street, Canby. Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Well, welcome back to Dawson. Really good. And just finishing. And we'll be ready to go right after that. That is now completed. The referee has met with the coaches and the captains, and they are ready for action. Coming out for Team United.
United will be the home team on the scoreboard.
Okay.
The higher seed gets the home team, and Hutch will be the visitors. I did not see the flip to see who won that, but we'll figure that out after the first match pretty quick.
Right.
Looks like Eli Olson's going to be coming out. He's got his top off and ready to go already.
His parents are Stephanie and Jeremy. And he's got 32 wins and one loss. He's ranked in the state tournament.
Second, I think, right now.
Second, yeah, by the Guillotine.
He has been a tremendous starter for us.
For sure.
He goes out, just gets after it, and he's long for 107 pounder.
Fabian Sorrento for Hutchinson, and we're underway. Levi started on one knee and reached in for the leg. Now he gets down on the one knee again. He's tall, 107 pounder. Now he shoots in for a double.
Did these two wrestle in the fire match? Oh, Eli does a little Kelly there, just about had Centeno over on his back, but Centeno reacted to that, got back to his base. Now Eli's up working on a stiff cross face. Tries to throw in the butcher, but Centeno hurries up and just runs his feet around to get to the front.
They did meet in the dual Christmas, and Eli got a quick pin, 41-second pin.
Yep.
So definitely would be favored in here, but Sorrento, I'm sure the coaches said, just avoid a pin. And he let Sorrento go, so it's 2-3-1 right now.
Yeah, Eli loves being on his feet. He's quick and he's long. He just shoots in there so nice. It's just fluid.
1 minute gone in the first period.
Both guys in a head tie here. Now Eli does a little quick arm drag. Now he reaches in. does not kid. I think he stopped Eli coming in on that ankle pick.
For a cold night, pretty good crowd on hand. Of course, Team United probably has a few more people, but surprising for Hutchinson.
Yeah, they got a good crowd.
We probably have 75 fans here or so.
Centeno just shot in on a nice fireman's carry and put Eli kind of on his butt, but they went out of bounds, so no points were awarded. Eli just maybe relaxed there a little bit. You just can't do that this time of year.
20 seconds left in the first period.
Oh, there he shoots at a nice little kind of a knee pick there. He, instead of going for the ankle, he just cupped the back of the knee and just kind of charged into him and just put Centeno right down on his butt and got a nice takedown there. So takes a 6-1 lead with 5 seconds to go.
Yeah, we'll go off the mat. That probably will end the first period for scoring anyway. Centeno trying to stand up, but Eli...
He got away.
Yeah, he did get away.
So
nice move there by Centeno.
Yeah, just did a power stand-up and caught Eli just not really hanging on too tight.
Eli's keepers. Centeno choosing down.
So,
from the right side this time.
United will have the odd matches for their choice.
Centeno tries to stand up, and once again, Eli breaks him down. Eli sits out now, and Eli spins around and stops that. Now he's trying to put in a...
Reaches up for the cross face, gets that arm tucked underneath, but Centeno's physical, like I said earlier. He's blocking a lot of stuff that Eli's been able to do to kids.
That's right.
Now he's back up on his feet. Eli's just going to shove him away.
Yep. So it's 6-3 right now. Both on their feet.
Minute 20 to go here in the second period. Both guys in the head tie. Eli does a little duck under, but Centeno just spins his body around and blocks that.
We've talked all season long how important those extra points are to majors and catch balls.
They're going to be huge tonight. We were looking at the bout sheet from last time we wrestled them, and there was 3 close matches. Otherwise, all the rest were kind of unchangeable. And that's if the same guys match up, obviously. But so there's 3 close matches, and Eli got a pin for us real quick on that that duel, too. So that probably is not going to happen here, well, unless he catches them. But Centeno's a tough little kid, and he wasn't in the lineup last time, so he might have been. Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. Eli shoots down in underneath. Centeno blocks it. Now Eli's trying to do a fireman's carry. Gets him, and he's got him on his back. He's got him on his back, and he's clamping it down right now, 24 seconds to go. He's going with a stiff cross face. He's got to lock them legs up. He's got Centeno in trouble here. It's tight. Official right down on the mat looking in on this.
Short time
left here, 7 seconds. Eli's a little bit high on Centeno. And Centeno's going to survive it, but he had to burn a ton of energy there.
Yeah,
he got a takedown on top of that, so...
13-3.
Yeah, they haven't got the...
To start the third period, and Eli chooses down.
No, they got a 10-3. It should be 13-3.
Right.
Yep, they got the takedown in on there. Got the 4-point near fall, so they got to add 4 points to it, or 3 points, excuse me. 13-3.
Referee going over to the table.
And this is exactly what we didn't need right now. Eli got Centeno, I think, a little bit gas and giving him just a few extra seconds to catch the mayor here. So
now they got it.
The official's over talking to the bench. I don't know what about, but all right, here we go. I guess it also gives Eli a little breather, but Eli's in great shape. Oh, he had Centeno in big trouble there the last 15 seconds. Just couldn't finish the deal.
Eli
comes around with a little sit, kind of a switch, and steps right back in. Tries to dump him in a Kelly. Then no points awarded yet. Now Centeno comes back around. Eli's up, kind of got a leg trapped underneath and trying to bring it out, but Centeno just digging in and hanging onto them legs. worst comes to worst, he'll get a stalemate out of it. Now Eli's hooking a leg, trying to bring him over the top.
Been a con, so 90 seconds left in the match right now.
Okay, good call by the official there. Stalemate, because neither guy was advancing, but sometimes it takes a little longer than that. Eli hit a good whistle there, just blew out of there. But Centeno, like I said, he's a pretty physical kid. He hung on, got into a scramble and survived it.
There, a nice switch.
Eli hits another nice switch, two-point reversal.
Reversal working for cross face. Trying to get that cradle in or get that arm underneath and work on a butcher.
I think Centeno has that front leg hook, and he does. Eli's trying to get a cross face cradle in there. Centeno's got Eli kind of rocked back on his butt here. There's going to be another stalemate.
Sometimes the best time to score points is right after you have scored points.
Right.
Maybe let him take him down.
There he catches a cross face. He's trying to get that far side cradle in, but Centeno blocks that and stretches out. Down to 50 seconds to go here. He needs three more points at least to get a tech ball. It'd be nice to get at least a five-pointer out of this.
Yep.
He's trying to dig in an arm bar right there. There he's got Centeno rocked back over. Oh, no. Wow. Stop or potentially dangerous. Eli just kind of took the one arm and stretched it out. And the official didn't like the angle of the shoulder, obviously, but it didn't look that bad from up here. But off the whistle, Centeno tries to stand up. 30 seconds to go here, third period. Eli's working hard to try to get that extra point. Centeno's doing everything he can to stop him, so.
He will have a major, that's for sure.
He got a major locked up.
Nice to get a tech ball.
It'd be big. He steps up front and brings Centeno down, but Centeno drives over the top of him and he gets a reversal. Eli had to try that, so it didn't hurt anything. He still gets the major.
15-5, so Team United gets a 4-point decision, beating 4-0 after the first weight class. Yeah.
He had to do that at the end of the match, try and get that near fall, and it just exposed himself a little bit. So
Santino did a nice job of preventing the fall in the first place.
He did.
And that fall. So actually, he saved the one. Shane Kramer is wrestling for Hutch, and Nelson Bennett. Well, to us, his mom is Sarah. Referee over talking to the scorer's table again. Had some problems with that scoreboard already before the match.
They got her figured out here, so got the 2 minutes set. Board's cleared, so we're ready to go. So did these two meet in the first duel?
Yep. Over Nelson.
Okay. Oh, Nelson shoots in a nice fireman's carry, but Kramer blocks that, just drops his shoulder and stops Nelson from coming in any deeper. Now they're both back up on their feet with underhooks.
Nelson has wrestled some good matches and come out on the short end of it, but really close.
Yep. Right here, Kramer takes him down. So it takes a 3-0 lead here with 1:20 to go in the first period. Goes into an armbar on the right side of Vasquez, trying to reach that far wrist. He does have it, and he's running him around the corner. Nelson doing a good job of blocking this with all he's worth. They're right out on the edge of the circle. He's got to try and work at getting out or getting up on his feet. Kramer still has that armbar deep. Working on the far wrist now, trying to bring that in. Nelson stretching that out in front as high as he can. Gets up to his knees. Kramer comes back around. Got an arm bar and a half Nelson now on Nelson.
40 seconds left in the first period. He's trying to go into a double arm bar.
Nelson doing a good job of blocking stuff on Kramer here. Kramer's throwing 3-4 different pinning combinations, and Nelson has not went over. 25 seconds to go. First period up on his knees right here. Kramer lets go of that armbar. Nelson up on his feet trying to get away. Spins away. Kramer drops down to an ankle. And they are right out on the edge of the mat. And there he gets away. Good scramble.
Right at the end of the first period.
Oh, Kramer shoots back in under a double here. Nelson hanging onto their leg just a couple seconds to go, and he's going to hang onto it. Keeps it a 3-1 decision right here. Going into the second period, it'll be Kramer's choice.
Kramer defers. Nelson looking over at the coaching staff, and he's going to go referee's position now. Trailing 3-1.
He's hit a couple good whistles here on Kramer. Let's see if he can figure out how to do something a little different to get away. Tries another stand-up. Kramer just reaches back and gets that arm bar. Now he slides out of that. Up, picking away, and hits a switch. Trying to come around the corner. Kramer kind of split up on the body, but Nelson was able to come out of that. Now Kramer's trying to lift a single. Nelson's trying to dig in that cross base. Now Kramer's coming back around the corner. Nelson's got him knocked down to his hip. He gets back up. Now Kramer locks in a nice double leg takedown here. It won't be any points exchange if Kramer comes around. Nelson started down. Kind of a stalemate type position here. Nelson hanging on to that one leg, and now Kramer comes out of it. Has a twist on Nelson's legs, but Nelson gets out of that. 1 minute, 10 seconds to go, second period.
Trying to break away.
Gets another switch on the way down. Kramer, I think, might be just a little bit stronger than Nelson, because Nelson's done some really nice stuff, but just not able to finish it out. Now he's coming around. Kramer tries to grab it in a cradle here. Nelson rolls it over the top. Boy, if he could reach through and put a half on Kramer right here, Nelson was underneath. He could have got a cradle from the bottom. He could have had Nelson or Kramer in serious trouble, but no points awarded. It's still 3-1. 39 seconds to go. Wow, a lot of action there.
Yes, Nelson's doing what the 107 pounder did for
exactly
keep of major points.
And he's been close to getting reversal, so maybe he'll pop one here.
Right.
Now he's up on his feet, but Kramer comes around the front. Now he tries to throw it. It's a standing cradle. Nelson's trying to break them hands. The hands are broke. Now he pulls it off his head. Kramer's got him hopping up around on one leg, and Nelson gets away.
3-2 right now. 10 seconds left.
Kramer shoots in under Nelson. Nelson sprawls back. Oh, he had Kramer down, had his head flat on the mat. He should have made a big spin there, but was countering, so nice.
Second period over, 3-2.
And it's going to be Kramer's choice.
Going to choose referee's position down. We're talking to the United coaches when I first got here, said that Nelson has done a great job against some good wrestlers, which he's doing, but always come out on the short end. It's about time that he didn't
pull one of them off.
Pull one of those off.
And even if he's got to push Kramer away and let him go, he got a caution for a false start there. He's just a little quick, which doesn't hurt anything. No points awarded or anything, so. He's got to be a little bit more careful now. Right off the whistle, Kramer just kind of does a little half stand-up. Nelson trying to reach deep in that waist and lock up a wrist here. Nelson's doing a good job of riding, getting a little bit high on Kramer. Kramer's trying to spin underneath. Nelson does have the near ankle hook. Got that cross face on Kramer, trying to break that in. Get him broke down. Now Kramer up on his feet. Nelson drops down to a double, trying to come around the corner. Nelson just hanging on for dear life of that leg. Kramer pushing down hard on his head. 1:20 to go in the third period. They got the wrong period up on the board. We are in the third period here. Nelson just hanging on. It's going to be a stalemate. Good scramble by Nelson there just to not let any points happen. Because he, I believe, got pinned.
Yes.
The first match, or the last time they dueled. So, yeah, he's saving a bunch of points here. off the whistle. Kramer up to his feet. Nelson brings him back down to the mat. Kramer coming around to the switch and going to get the reversal. So 5-2 right now.
Under a minute left in the match.
Nelson's just got to stay strong on the base and not let any spinning combinations get thrown in on him. Now Kramer grips back an arm and an arm bar, trying to do a head lever here. He does have the arm bar in, got the far wrist. Nelson's got to start fighting. He's got to start going against that. Yep. It's going to be potentially dangerous. And it took it right over the top in the hand. Normally when you're that far up on there, your hand slides up over that shoulder and it's stopped immediately, because we've said it 100 times. You can absolutely blow out a shoulder.
So a fresh start with 36 seconds.
Nelson
trying to stand up, but the Kramer brought him down right away. He's trying to work for that head lever again.
And there is no warnings for stalling or anything, so Nelson can kind of just play the game here and play defense and grab wrists, hang on, whatever. He doesn't have to risk anything. Now there, Kramer digs that arm bar in again. 15 seconds to go. Now Kramer goes for a nearside cradle. Down to 10 seconds to go. Nelson just gets warned for stalling, which means nothing because there has been no points before, and that's the way the match is going to end up. 5-2. Good job by Nelson.
So the team scored 9-4 and Hutchinson 3. And Nelson did a great job saving 3 points, team points.
Yes, he did.
We'll take this break. We'll be back at the 127-21 pound weight class after this.
For the latest in agronomy updates, the futures market, weather, and fuel prices, check with Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, your number one cooperative located in Cottonwood, Minnesota. You can go online to cottonwoodcoopoil.com. Give them a call at 507-423-5500. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company. See them for all your seed treatment, precision ag, propane, and petroleum product needs. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood, Minnesota.
Back here at the Dawson Boyd High School, Gavin Mortensen out here at 121 pounds against Judah Perot. They met last time in Hector, and Perot won a 4-0 match.
Gavin shoots in on a nice single here, and Perot tips him over and comes up with a takedown. Wow, good scramble by Perot. That was impressive because Gavin was in deep on that double leg, and Perot just kind of bumped him with his hip and got him turned over enough to get the takedown. So Perot leading 3-0.
Perot has been ranked throughout the season. Not right now, but he is a good wrestler. The program does not have the what year they are
right
in school, but I think he might be a senior. Because Hutch has almost 10 in a row seniors.
Right. They got a ton of seniors right here. Perot's just sitting parallel on top of Gavin. There he's finally moving off to one side a little bit. He had Gavin pinned down to his stomach there and just was laying perfectly straight on top of him with both legs up. Pretty hard to get up when you got somebody on top of you like that. Oh, Gavin just about got away. Now he comes back up, hits a little monkey roll, trying to come around the corner. Perot just blocks that and brings Gavin back down to the mat.
Working on a cradle now.
He's got a cross face, but it's kind of down low. It's actually across the chest and not the chin, so it's pretty hard to turn. Gavin's got to reach back and feel that off with his free hand here. Down to 10 seconds to go in the first period, just 3-0. Yeah, it looks like it might be the way the period's going to end here. Should be Gavin's choice.
Need you first. Perot chooses down. Yeah, we're going to ride him from the left side. Off the whistle, Perot. Just got to wait to see what Gavin does.
Gavin just jumps from the left side over to the right side. Now he's got a cross face in. Kind of an Iowa ride. Now Perot stands up. Gavin tries to throw in a cradle. And Perot just kind of swings down around and gets a reversal on this.
And they go off the mat. Gavin was trying to real kick out of there, but they went off the mat.
5-0. 1:39 to go here, second period. Official lets Gavin get set. Oh, we're going to have, I'm not sure who twitched there. It looks like it's going to be on Gavin.
Yeah.
A little bit of false start. Just tried to jump the gun. You look at the official and you kind of watch their cheeks. And if you can see that cheek puff up, you're ready to go. And he just jumped it a little bit there. No points. Larry had a good whistle there too. But
up on his feet. The Pearl brings him down. He tries to get up again.
Pearl's got a leg right in and he's got a crossed high on Gavin, way up high across the chin. But Gavin's doing a good job of bringing his, getting back to his belly. We got some blood here. Yeah, Gavin, he's been dealing with that for a while. He, like we said, when you're dieting and you once crack your nose open and all this dry air and not probably getting the fluids you need, they pop open pretty quick again, so.
Okay, while we're waiting to be over in that, at the same time, Class 5 Single A is in action in various places. Minneota is the number one seed, and they are 21-1, and they'll wrestle a little later on tonight the winner against Bold and Quad County, number two seed. Is KMS. They're 11-3, and they'll be wrestling Belgrade Brute and Alrosa, and it looks like we're ready to go again.
Yep, back in action. Oh, another little false start. Oh, they didn't go on Gavin again. I thought that looked like Pearl. 1:18 to go here in the second period, so. Oh. Gavin jumped the whistle there a little bit again, but the official did not call it. Now he's up on his feet, got Pearl just hanging on for dear life. Spins around, brings Pearl back down to the mat. He's got Pearl kind of locked in a on a twist, but he's trying to get them, Pearl's just hanging on for dear life, and it's going to be a stalemate. This official's quick on the stalemates, which I don't have a problem with, because a lot of times they let them lay there too long, and you're kind of burning valuable mat time, but. Off the whistle, Gavin just kind of did a little, flattened out a little bit. Now he comes back up. Pearl's got that ankle hook, trying to work in that cross face cradle. Gavin's got a hold of that wrist. Pearl just riding a deep waist and hanging on as Gavin's trying to spin around. Now he's got him broke flat down to the mat. Neither guy is really doing a whole lot right here. Pearl's got an ankle hooked and a wrist tied and just pressing right in the middle of Gavin's back. Now Gavin gets up to his base. 18 seconds to go. If he could get up and get one away here, it would be huge. But Pearl breaks him back down to his hip. Gavin trying to come around the corner, reaching back. He's got one of Pearl's ankles. But I think we're going to run out of time. Just 5 seconds to go here, and it looks like that's the way this second period's going to end. 4-3. Score 5-0, excuse me, that's the team score, 4-3. 5-0 in favor of Pearl.
Gavin's choice, and I think he goes neutral. 4-0.
Yes, pretty similar to the last duel. Pearl shoots down underneath. Gavin gets a nice high single. Gavin's scrambling, trying to get out of that. Pearl comes around, no points awarded yet. There he's going to get two.
So up to 8-0 right now. If it stays like that, it'd be a major.
Pearl is quick. I mean, yeah. Gavin's a very, very quick kid, and Pearl shot underneath him and got pretty deep in on that high single and took Gavin down.
Also a senior against the sophomore.
Right. Gavin's got to work hard to try and get some kind of point here. Pearl just same parallel on the body. The official has not warned him on that at all. Tough to get away from somebody when they stay parallel to you. All their weight's right over the top of your body. Kind of right down the center line. warns Mortensen for stalling.
So Pearl throws his cross face again. Breaks him down. But he's really not getting out to the side.
Not at all. He's sitting on that leg just perfectly parallel with the body. He's got a double wrist ride here just underneath Gavin's arm, just not letting Gavin get up to his base.
45 seconds.
A lot of starts to scoot out to the side, then Gavin comes up. As soon as he went to the side, Gavin was up off his stomach. He's up on his base right here, but Peralt's got an ankle hooked and just riding that right side or left side of Gavin with a cross underbody. We're going to have more blood time.
Okay.
29 seconds to go here in the third period.
Go back to that 3 or 5A tournament. On the other side, Painesville, the host team, 12-4, has a bye. And let's see, Camby is a number one seed on the other side, and they'll be wrestling ACGC. So fewer teams in 5A, and
here we go, back in action here. Gavin Mortensen down 8-0, needs to somehow bust out of here and get an escape or a reversal, score some kind of points here. Well, now we're going to get a caution, and that's going to be a point.
Third time. It's not in the penalties to disqualify. If it happens again, it'll be one.
He didn't give him a point. I thought that was his third one. Maybe he called the other one on Peralt. I don't know. Well, we're going to get a clasp out of it.
All right. So, Kevin Mortensen got a point. 8-1 now.
Well, he's got to not let him take him down.
So he's got to go and get underneath the
Kevin's got to work hard. Shoots in on a single here. He's got Peralt. He's trying to lift him. Up on his feet, he's got Peralt. And he gets the takedown.
8-4, 8-5.
Turn him over. Not enough time. 3 seconds to go. Oh, he had a burst of energy that last 20, 30 seconds. All right, big team point that Gavin just saved there. Ends up 8-5.
Those two compete again individually.
Yep.
And Gavin's got a lot of confidence now.
Yeah, that's nothing but a confidence builder. And he's probably upset the way it ended up, but it
just ran out of time.
Yep. All right, 127. Looks like we got a couple different guys. Grayson Olson coming out for United. I did not hear.
Brandon Denler.
Denler.
And they met the first time, and Grayson got a pin. And he just got a takedown, a nice double leg takedown. They picked up Denler and took him down, leading 3-0.
And he's going to cut him loose right away and try and catch him on his feet.
Yep.
It's a great way to score points with a takedown. You get a guy up and hold him there. He just steps in a, just had a deep underhook and just kind of slid around the corner underneath it. Got another nice takedown. I think he could do that 3 or 4 more times this period.
He's the brother of Eli Olson, Stephanie and Jeremy are. So he's working for a...
He's got the butcher wrapped up here, bringing Denver over. Oh, yeah, he's got... This is tight. He's got his elbow wrapped way up underneath him, so this is tight. He's got a minute down. There's a
94.
Putting Team United back in the lead. Now 10-6. We'll keep it right here for the 133 foul point class.
Tiger Long is the first one out, but that doesn't mean he's going to be the one that steps on that.
Logan Swan for Hutchinson. He's ranked, I think, third in the state. They met the media. They met the first time. Schwantz won by a tech call in the second period. Just got a takedown here. And he did a duck under, and that's the takedown. Logan trying to come around with a switch. And they go off the map. Nice movement there by Logan.
Tigan and Logan. Tigan goes back to the middle here. He'll be down underneath in the referee's position. Schwantz gets on top of him. Right off the whistle. Neither wrestler really did a whole lot. I think they're just kind of trying to feel out what the other guy's going to do. Now Tigan's coming up to his feet. Schwantz reaches around, gets him lifted in the air, and brings him down. But Tigan does a nice job of fighting to his belly. Now Schwantz takes him back over and loses the hold. So Tigan Long did a great job of defending that. He had him up in the air and had a leg split, so he could have. Now he's going for a country boy. He's got Tigan in an arm bar, got it way across. Now he just forces Tigan over. Schwantz is very, very strong. 50 seconds to go, and Tigan gets off his back. No points awarded yet because he still has the same pinning combination on, so the official has not awarded anything. So technically, it's going to be a four-pointer when he gets it, but there it is.
There it is. We're leading 7-0 right now with 30 seconds left in the first period.
Good job by Tigan getting off his back.
Right on the edge of the mat, and they go off. So fresh start. See what Tigan can do from the bottom with 23 seconds left.
That is not easy to get off your back when you have the country boy on. That's usually pretty much it's over.
Riding from the other side this time. And 15 seconds and running.
Right here, he's just kind of burning some time here. Schwantz just riding, not really pressing anything. Tigan trying to get up on his feet. Now he is up on his feet. 3 seconds to go. Schwantz picks him up in the air, brings it back to the mat. Good scramble by Tigan there. 7-0, it should be Tigan's choice. Tigan deferred,
Schwantz chooses neutral on their feet, leading 7-0. Team score, Team United 10, and Hutchinson 6.
Ooh, Tigan shoots in down on another single there, but Schwantz just pushes his head down, and he's got Tigan kind of pinned down underneath his body. Now he comes back out, and they separate. Schwantz in an underhook. Tigan tries to take that into a fireman's carry, but Schwantz blocks that off. Schwantz has Tigan just trapped underneath. Tigan hanging on the elbows here. Minute 24 to go, and now Schwantz brings Tigan over. He's going to get a 3-point takedown. I don't think there's any back points yet.
His folks are Jennifer and Jason.
Right on the edge of the mat, they go off. No near fall points there, so 10-0. Tigan goes back to the middle. He's in the down position.
Schwantz riding from the left side. Deep waist kind of drags him over. Tigan's trying to get up to his face.
Tigan's doing a little hand fighting underneath here, Schwantz comes up with a arm, taking Tigan over. It doesn't look super tight. Now he's tidying up. He's starting to get his head up out of there, but there's a pretty good gap between Tigan's shoulder and the mat. Tigan gets one arm loose, comes out of it, but boy, Schwantz just goes from one to another. Both potentially dangerous area is too high up on the head there. He's going to get a 4-point near fall on top of that, so now 14-0. Tigan's got to make sure if he does go over to his back, it's something he can get out of and then just give up a 5-pointer here and not a fall.
That's what happened last time.
5-point decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the second period.
Think he's going to cut him loose? Maybe not. Tigan gets a 1-point technical fall. Schwantz class. No, he's going to let him go.
15-1. So a takedown will win it for Schwantz.
Both guys are just being a little bit cautious here. Old Schwan, he's trying to dig underneath to something big. Logan's smart enough, or Tigan's smart enough not to let him get in under deep and under hook. They're going to go neutral. Was Tigan's choice here. 14-2.
Wants to try to do some underhooking to get a power takedown to get Tigan to his back.
Right.
Try to get a fall out of it.
He wants to get a takedown and some near fall out of this. Tigan steps up, tries to hit a headlock. Now Schwantz just takes him down to the mat.
He could have spun around and got a takedown.
He's playing the game right here, trying to get every team point he can.
Right.
And that's part of the game. It's not anything bad.
Right.
Tigan's almost trying to swing his hips around. Okay, we got warning for stalling there. I don't know about that necessarily either, but... All right, they go off the mat. 1:01 to go here, third period. 14-2. Tigan reaches in, just grabs wrists. He wants Schwantz to just come around and get his takedown, but Hope got to watch his shoulder there. Crowd's getting a little intense here, but they know what's at stake here. They know what's going on exactly. Tigan shoots down underneath Schwantz, and Schwantz is trying to lock up something that he can get a fall on. He brings Tigan over it. I don't think it's anything that's going to be a pinning combination. Now he steps over to get tight. It's going to be tougher for Tigan to get out of this. He's got his legs hooked in, and they're still on.
And we'll keep it right here for the 139-pound weight class, as Ben Gunnelson will be coming home. I'm assuming, or maybe not.
That's Ben. They've got two guys that are weighed in.
Gina and Sam are his folks.
Wait.
Max Martin?
Okay.
They met the first time, and Ben won 6-3.
Both guys ranked in the state.
Yeah.
Top quality match.
Yeah, this time of the season, you're going to see a lot of seat ranked going at it.
Yeah. Head to head. And like we said, one of the last matches, we were used to that out here. A hotbed for wrestling in this area for many, many years.
They probably have met over their careers.
Multiple.
Ben is a junior and Max is a senior.
Yep.
But they'll probably meet again individually in another week and a half.
Yeah, they both get to the finals. It's inevitable. So, but I'm sure they'll probably be the number one and number two seeds in the individuals. Both guys just being very cautious there. Max Martin snaps down Ben's head, and now Ben comes out back through the back legs. No points awarded yet. Ben's still coming around the corner here. He's got Martin kind of tipped over on his hip. Now Ben's got to work up and try and get a cross face and catch Martin underneath. Martin's sneaking around the corner, and they go out of bounds. Boy, that's why they're good wrestlers. I mean, Ben almost had him down, and Max Martin just did not give up on that. Kept coming around the corner, and they slid out of bounds. So quality moves there. Both guys are in great control of where they were, and nobody was ever in trouble, but Ben was very, very close to getting a takedown there.
Down to 15 seconds left in the first period. No score, but a lot of wrestling.
These guys are so good at countering stuff. When somebody gets in on their legs, they just drape over that body, grab an ankle, and just hang on for dear life. That's the way the first period's going to end. It'll be Martin's choice. He's going to choose down.
With no score, that's probably a smart thing to do in case it should go to overtime.
Right.
Off the whistle.
Ben gets him in a deep arm bar. Now Mac's starting to come up. Ben, oh! Mac got Ben up over the top of him, and he kind of gave him just a little hip toss, but Ben come down. Again, like I said, just grabbed onto that leg, and he's hanging onto that for dear life. And Max Martin is going to get an escape. A lot of scrambling there to get 1 point. Little Ben does a couple little fake shots here and tries to get Max Martin off his balance. But again, oh, nice ankle pick by Ben. There's no points awarded yet.
Better bring him back up.
Yeah, Ben's got to make sure he doesn't quit out there because they're right out on the edge of the mat. Now Martin's got it. No points are awarded. No points have been awarded yet. Man, these guys are so equally going to call a stalemate on it.
They've got the wrong team. It should be 12 to 10.
Right.
Hutchinson.
Yep.
They've got 10-10.
Yeah, it is 12-10 on the book.
50 seconds left in the second period. Just 1-0, Max Martin with that escape. Boy, all kinds of movement.
Oh, man. These guys are so quick.
Yep.
So quick and so strong. They do stuff and make it look just almost like it's easy, but it's not. Now Ben shot in down underneath. He's got a high single. 31 seconds to go on the clock. The official calls a stalemate. He is very quick on the stalemates, which I guess I don't mind because they sit there and burn a lot of clock on them. Max Martin gets down in a real low three-point stance. Ben just kind of stands there and counters him.
20 seconds. No takedown by either one would look nice.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is a big turner right here. Both guys just, I think they have so much respect for each other that they, what they do has got to be solid. Okay, that's going to end the second period. Max Martin will take a 1-0 lead, but it is
Ben's choice. Chooses down.
And I don't think we've seen anybody ride him out, so pretty good chance they'll be back on their feet here shortly, or Ben might get a 2-point reversal out of it. We'll see what happens. Max Martin just kind of gets up, more pressure up on Ben, trying to bring him off his hip. Ben tries to roll Max Martin over. He's got him way up on his, there he gets out.
Oh, tied up, 1-1. Take down by either one, it would be huge.
Now these guys are so evenly matched.
90 seconds left in the match. They spent a lot of time on their feet, but
it's going to come down to one of these two guys make a mistake is basically what's going to happen. Somebody else is going to make one heck of a shot because they are so good at countering. Then kind of Max Martin rocked off balance there a little bit, made a little half shot, got Martin to move his feet. 1 minute to go here, third period. Actually, for this close of a match, it's pretty dead quiet in here. People are on the edge of their seats knowing that this is huge.
Stalemate again.
Both guys just kind of warding it off. They just don't want to risk any shots that might cost them something here. There, Ben snapped Martin down, but there was nothing there to get, so he... Oh, there, Martin snaps Ben down. Ben comes around, counters. He's got Max Martin up, and they go out of bounds. Man, these guys are like cats. Wow. They're so good at countering goofy moves.
30 seconds left.
Oh, Ben was so close to getting a takedown there, and then Max Martin just reached back and kind of got a reverse half on Ben and brought him over the side. There, Ben shoots in a nice single, goes to a double. He's got Martin down his feet, and there's two. He's got the leg hooked. It should be two. Martin has the body, but
there it is. 10 seconds. Oh,
Ben just got to hang on to this. He's just got to hang on to this. Even if he gets a reversal there, it's no big deal. He'll still win the match. But and that's going to do it. Ben's going to win the match 4-1. What a great deal. Holy cow.
We'll take this break. We'll be back at the 145 all weight class after this.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
We're back here at Colin Shocker, all for Team United against Rodriguez.
Jason Rodriguez,
a senior, and they met after Christmas, and Shocker won by a fall.
3-1 right now. They don't have the team scores that great.
Right. They don't have the individual scores cleared.
Yeah.
They're having a little technical difficulty on the scoreboard. So
as long as the clock is right.
They're Holland shot down underneath on a fireman's, tried to get Rodriguez. Tried to do an ankle pick on him, but Rodriguez stepped back. Holland went up to a body lock, but Rodriguez spun out of that. There, Holland shoots in on a nice single. Just takes Rodriguez over to his hip here. He's just got to pop his head out of there. Nice takedown by Holland. Just stayed with it. Now he's got Rodriguez down underneath him. Rodriguez reaches back and grabs one of Holland's legs, which can be dangerous as Holland because he loves throwing him cradle. Kind of curled himself up. Now Holland's got the leg in on the right side, trying to get a cross body right here. Official right down on top of it. Not going to let that arm go too far. This guy really stops stuff quick.
Three zero.
Yeah, they've got the team score wrong, the individual score.
Yeah, wrong.
Oh, and Rodriguez does a stand-up off the whistle and almost gets Holland rocked over here, but Holland's hanging on. Probably he might get... No, I don't think he's going to get a one-point escape here, but Holland scrambling, comes around and hooks the leg, saves any points. So, 3-0. Yeah. Get caught up here. They're having some severe technical difficulties.
Well, Rodriguez chooses down. Start the second period.
So Holland must have deferred then.
Rodriguez up on his feet, and Holland just lets him go. So it'd be 3-1.
3-1. Yep.
Yeah.
Holland trying an arm drag here. Oh, it does that. Just pulls Rodriguez, just snaps him down underneath him. Now Rodriguez reaches back and gets a leg. But Holland has him in the banana splitter. He's going to get some near fall if he can just keep rocking back on this a little bit. It's not necessarily a pinning combination. It can be. But Rodriguez has that one leg scooped, and that's stopping Holland from getting him flattened out. So he's going to get some near fall. I did not see the count by the official. Now Holland's starting to stack him up a little bit. Now Rodriguez kicks back over the top.
A minute left to go.
Now Rodriguez kicks up over the top, gets a reversal. So there's going to be a four-point near fall for Holland and a two-point reversal for Rodriguez. So we got 7-3 right now.
Yep, 7-3.
Holland comes around, scoots underneath. Going to get a two-point reversal. So now we got 9-3. Holland's got an arm bar, just 25 seconds to go, but he runs Rodriguez over. He's got Rodriguez going to get some points out of this, I think. We can't see where the back is, but it's got to be getting fairly close. 13 seconds to go.
Rodriguez kicks back out of it a little bit. Now Holland rocks him back over 5 seconds to go. Official not really even down flat on his belly, so it must not be too close. But he will pick up four more near falls. So we got 8, 10, 13, 3. So 4 pointer, so 17-12 United. No. Yeah, 17-12. I did not catch names here, Dick.
I think it's Brandon Bites, I think.
Braden Bites.
Yeah. 2 point takedown, and probably Mason Wood.
Sure it's not Bentley?
Look at Bentley.
I think it is. There's a ball.
43 seconds.
So Hutch takes the lead, 18-17.
We're at 160.
Now wrestling for three guys, Cam Miller and the Tigers.
Cam Sather against
Mark Friedrich. Mark, yeah. They wrestled before, and Sather got a pin in the first period.
Doesn't always matter, but let's hope it carries over.
Yeah.
We could, I don't know what's their. They do have the individual scores now cleared. Or no, the team points cleared, but the individual scores 10-10 from the last match. Or about 2-3 match. There's a nice takedown by Cameron, and Reesbach scrambles right at the edge of the mat. Cameron does not get the takedown. There he shoots down underneath on a low single, backs out again. Now tries to do an arm drag on Reesbach. Reesbach just, grabbing on and holding on hand. Yeah, they got 152 on the board. Well, it's 160. Bump Cameron up one here, so no takedown there again. So no points here. There Cameron shoots in. Reesbach just kind of blocks with a double underhook.
Down to 40 seconds left in the first period.
Both wrestlers just in a head tie here. Cameron's got to open it up a little bit, get Reesbach up in the air. He's so quick with those shots. Now he's got a deep underhook on Reesbach. Reesbach backs off. Not going to let him throw him. 19 seconds to go. 15 seconds to go. Like something happens here quick on the edge of the mat. Probably.
He's in there.
Trying to get it on the corner. Reesbach blocks it off. Not going to get it. Cameron defers. Reesbach is going to choose down. So 0-0 going into the second period.
Cameron picks up that leg and drives a Reesbach down to the mat.
And he got a twist on his legs here, trying to elevate with his hips. Reesbach just blocking off here. Cameron's applying a lot of pressure to the back of Reesbach here. He's got his leg split with one ankle hooked. Not able to get anything going up top, though. Now he lets go of the leg.
trying to dig up an arm bar. Giving warning stalling on Reesbach. Just kind of laying there blocking, so the official saw that. And sometimes when it's a mismatch, that's maybe overcalled too, but you got to try and make the effort. I guess that's here. Cameron's got a double wrist lock underneath. Tries to go with a wrist and an elbow. 45 seconds to go here. Now Cameron's got an arm bar and a wrist. Trying to run Reesbach over, jumps across, throws a half in. Reesbach comes up, and they go out of bounds.
37 seconds
left in the second period. Respect doing his job right here, just not giving up any earful points or anything to Cameron. Still 0-0. Cam's trying to get that left arm back in an arm bar, trying to bring it up on Reesbach's back, but Reesbach blocking that off. Now he's got him rocked over to his one hip. Had a half in, pulled that back out. Now he goes to a deep waist and an elbow.
Short time left.
Looks like that's the way the period's going to end. It will be Cameron's choice here in the first period. Yep. Cameron chooses down.
Reesbach
said we're going to go on our feet.
Okay.
So Cam leads 1-0. Reesbach reaches in, tries to tie up Cameron's head and an arm here. Cameron just shoves him away. Cameron shoots down in on a high single. He's got Reesbach up in the air. Reesbach hugs onto the head with his legs. Now Cameron comes around. Reesbach tries to throw him over and just about catches Cameron in a monkey roll there. Now Cameron goes in on it, tries an ankle pick, and just about got rocked over there too. So Reesbach is wrestling a very good match right now for him.
Well, there was very little scoring until the fall last time.
Right. Ended up catching him, so.
Yeah.
Well, Cameron's very comfortable on his feet, so this is not a bad position to be in, but Reesbach has been doing a great job of blocking him off, not letting him get in on him, stuff he likes to do. He likes that short little drag, and I imagine they've coached him to keep your elbows in. Don't let him get on and under. Cameron shoots down a single right out on the edge of the mat. Reesbach kind of doing the slip. Cameron trying to bring him back in, but he's trapped underneath. Now Reesbach trying to come around, and a stalemate.
45 seconds left in the match. Just 1-0. Cameron Sally.
Both guys are pretty exhausted, I think, right here. It's been a good battle. Neither guy has been able to do anything to each other. Cameron gets into a Russian tie here. He's trying to drag Reesbach by. Reesbach hanging on to the other elbow, just clanging on. 25 seconds to go here. Cameron shoots down on an underneath, and they go out of bounds. Touch bench gets on Reesbach. You gotta go. I don't know if he really wants to shoot in under Cameron, but he tries. Cameron blocks off. Okay. 10 seconds to go. Reesbach shoots underneath. Cameron puts him on his back.
This is pretty tight with 5 seconds to go. We've got that inside shoulder up. Cameron's a little high on him, but he's gonna get a 7-point move.
Yeah. 1 point shy.
So that makes it a major.
Yeah. Yep. 8-0. We can see a score now. United.
Score 22-18.
I got 21-18.
Okay.
Because we got a major there at Holland Shocker. I think it's 21-18. Noah Meyer.
And
72?
Connor Kurth.
That's the only one they've got weighed in.
Connor Kurth.
Kurth shoots in. Noah pops his head down. He almost locks up a cradle out on the right out on the edge of the mat. He's going to get a three-point takedown there. He does have the cradle locked up. Man, if he could bring Kurth back in, but not going to happen. But he takes a 3-0 lead on that takedown. Looks over his coach. Should I cut him loose? We'll see if he's going to. Oh, the official, or the coach is coming over to talk to the official. He did not like that call, obviously. He had the cradle locked up, and his feet were in bounds, so I think it's the proper call. I don't think anything will be changed. But
Vanessa and Richard are his parents. Last time, Kurth was wrestled Brian Rohde.
It's going to stand, the official told him. Oh, he saw it, and that's all you can do. So Kurth gets down in the down position. No on top. Off the whistle. Kurth hits a good switch, but Noah follows it around, back on the feet, drags him down to the mat. Goes up, hammers in a cross face on Kurth. Got an ankle trap.
Two seniors going at it.
Now Kurth up on his feet. Noah trying to pull him back, but he just shoves him away.
2-1. With a minute 5 left in the first period, Team United ahead 21-18.
That's what I had. I heard Scotty say 22-18. I don't know where I would have messed up. So
down to 45 seconds.
Both guys just kind of tugging on each other's heads here, both looking for headhunters.
I know Noah likes it under him.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. Oh, there he just launches Kurth. Holy cow. I mean, he just stepped back and just brought Kurth in with him and just threw him down to his back. Did not get any near fall out of it. Now he's got Kurth up popping around on one leg. Now he gets him broke back down. Got to get an ankle hooked or something here. He's hanging over the top, which is dangerous. Kurth could reach back and pop him over the top here. Now Kurth back on his feet, right on the edge of the mat.
Short time.
We're going to go out of bounds.
Okay, so Noah can just ride him out.
Yep, 6 seconds. You got to just bear down and squeeze for everything you're worth. That's the one thing with wrestling. I don't think kids do good enough for that last 10, 15 seconds where you got to just pin the kid to the mat. They'd rather be on their feet. But Noah does exactly what he had to do there. So he takes a 6-1 lead into the second period. It's going to be
first choice.
Yeah.
He prefers. Noah chooses down.
Boy, that toss that he did, that took some power. I mean, he just stepped in and then lifted him and brought him back and just kind of slung him over the top. Noah's been wrestling well lately.
Yes, he has.
Now Kurth gets an armbar in on Noah here, trying to bring him around, but Noah's countering that, leaning back into that. Now Kurth is digging it in deeper. Noah's got to try to go up to his feet and get that broke. Kurth tries to bring him back over the other way. Now he gets the armbar in deeper. Noah's got to be a little careful here. Stand up on your feet. There he is. Does it? Stands up.
7-1.
He's got to be careful here because Kurth is going to get used to this toss here and learn how to counter that. But now Noah steps in on a double arm, double underhook, and Kurth was backing out of the mat. It probably could have been a warning there for stalling because he did nothing but put it reverse and back off the mat. Well, now he's got a little blood. Noah wants to get into that underhook there and just jack Kurth up, but I think Kurth is sucking air pretty good here. He's over getting some blood cleaned up, and he's hands on his knees and bent over. Noah's standing there straight up and down, so I like the looks of that.
Yeah,
for us.
But with the clock, with the blood timing, Kurth is getting a little time to catch his breath again.
Yeah. Well, both guys get to, I guess. So.
Yeah. We
on their feet of number 14 left in the second period.
Chris comes in with his elbows just about touching each other. He is not going to let Noah get in an underhook again. Both times he's gotten in on that underhook, he has had Kurth in big trouble. Now he digs into that underhook. Kurth just hits the bike and runs. And the fans are letting him know what they think about that, because he was calling all that before, and there it is. No points yet. That's just the first one, but Noah can keep pushing the issue now, and probably pick up some easy tech points.
Kurth threw him down, and could have maybe taken him down.
Well, he kind of stumbled too there. I don't think he was comfortable under there. Now he's going in for that underhook again. Tries to throw Kurth and throws him down.
Just powers him down. He's got 25 seconds. Be patient. Oh, he let go of it. He should have stayed with that. He got a 4-point near fall, though.
He, kind of used a little trip with that one. He didn't really throw him. He just stepped in and used his hip to block him and just took Kurth down powerful. 9 seconds to go here, second period. So, let's see. 14-1. Will be Kurth's choice. He's going to shoes down, it looks like. Wasn't sure if he's walking in there. Coaches are telling him a couple different things, but
Noah Meyer's going to ride him from the left side.
Worst comes to worst, I would tell Noah to cut him loose and try and get a throw again.
Yeah.
And that's what Kurth gets away.
Yeah. 14-2.
It wasn't that he really got away. Noah just kind of let him stand up and pushed him away. He wants to be on his feet also.
Yeah. Noah has got some takedowns on his feet, but he will go downstairs.
Right,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, Kurth, he... Oh, and Noah brings him over the top, but Kurth's got Noah on his back right now.
Oh, this could be huge.
Oh, he stopped it.
It was over his mouth.
Going to get four near falls. He got there, but didn't have the arm in the circle. So he's going to get a takedown and four near fall. And Noah's going to get one technical violation. So we got 15-9.
It's what they got up there.
You got to have the arm in the circle when you're in a headlock, and I think Kurth let go of the arm and just had the head, and that is stoppage. That's there's no doubt about it. The coach come over and argued it, and the official told him exactly what he saw, and it was a done argument. Oof, that was could have been trouble. Now Kurth lets Noah Meyer go to the feet, so an escape. So now he's back down. I didn't think you could switch your mind, Blake, but Noah's got to be careful. He stepped into that one. He was trying to get a throw. And when you step in, your head's up. And Kurth took advantage of that. There Noah gets to escape. Now he's got to be smart. I'm sure he's learned a little bit. You got to be a little careful when you step in. And Kurth takes him down with another headlock. Noah stepped in on that. Kurth's going to have a... That is really close. Noah takes him over. So a 3-point near fall takedown. And a 4-point near fall for Kurth and a reversal for Noah. I've got 16-18. I have 16-18. Noah leading by two. They've got 12. There it is, 16-18. Noah leading by two. Wow. Noah's got to be careful here.
24 seconds.
I'm running out of room. That's a lot of scoring in the third period. Yeah, Noah stepped into that twice. Oh.
stop. So class in hand. So
18-17.
16.1 seconds.
No one's got to be smart here. 16 seconds. He's got a Barry Curris on the mat right here. He's just not let him get to his feet. Curris up to his feet right away. Noah Fields is
shipping. Right up. Under 10 seconds.
18-18.
Oh. Curris holds another headlock. Noah takes him over.
And that's the mat.
2 points. Here's a 3 point takedown. Near fall two. So 18-23-18.
So that ties it up. I still got 21-21.
Good call. At 189, he weighed in at 160. And we've got
Brian Rohde.
Brian Rohde against Luke Bowles, who is ranked in the state. He is so much taller. Hoga going underneath. And,
got a lot of leverage.
Yeah.
Hoga is very physical, though.
Yeah.
Brian's got to be careful here. Hoga's got a deep underhook, too. Trying to take him over the top, and he does. Rohde rolls through it. Going to get a 3-point takedown. Hold well. Oh, Rohde. Either cramping or something happened to his knee. Not sure. They got a, kind of that same thing with Pierce. When you're doing tosses, you get a knee locked up, or I think it's more of a cramp because Hank went right to the calf there and started rubbing it, pushing down on the toe.
With that, we'll probably we'll take this break. We'll be back with more wrestling this time out.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at haugencropins.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
Somebody's going to go flying.
Okay, back here, so Rohde got an escape actually given to him by Luke Holt. Bogus got an underhook, and he's trying to throw Ryan.
Both guys are locked up here and both looking for throws, so something might happen. But Holt shoots down underneath and takes a Brian over to fireman. He's going to get a near fall, and he's got him on his back. Going to get some, or get the takedown. Going to get some near fall. Four near fall. So 10-0 or 10-1 right now. Excuse me.
40 seconds left in the first period. Holt riding from the left side.
Whoop! Holt's going to get warned for caution here. Started leaning and just couldn't stop it. All right, Brian should put that in the notebook. Hogue was going to jump from one side to the other right off the whistle. Let's see if he does it again. He does. Hogue comes up front, just has a power throw on Brian. I don't think there's any points yet. Now they're getting counted. Oh, this is really, really tight. He's got Rohde in a neck lock here, kind of a reverse headlock. Ryan's doing a good job of keeping that shoulder up, but it's got to be close. 16 seconds to go. There's 150.
Of course,
It's either 27 or 28. I don't know how I got off one. 22. Yeah, I'm not sure how we got 22. I must have missed one extra point. Larkin Kurth.
Larkin Kurth. That's who Gabe Lowry beat.
Well, we got Landon Olson out.
Yeah. 27-22.
I don't want to take the time to look back at the scores to see where I screwed up by one point. But
that's okay.
We'll trust the scorekeepers.
Larkin is taller than Landon. Landon, pretty solid.
Oh, he's thick.
Yeah.
Big legs and very powerful, and he's got very good balance for a guy his size. Now he steps in on a deep underhook on Kurth. Shoots down for a single, but they go out of bounds. Oh, we got a little blood time on Hutch guy here, so they come out and put a quick plug in there and ready to go. 1:11 to go here, first period. Landon tries to power Kurth's head down, but he swivels his head out of there. Breakaway free. There, Landon goes in for an arm drag, hits a single. He's got Kurth down on his butt. He's just got to keep coming around the corner here, and there he gets the takedown. Nice motion.
Tried to break him all the way down, tried to throw a leg in, but that slipped.
Some real good motion there for a big guy, Landon.
Quick.
A little arm drag, and then right into a high single, and took Kurth down. 29 seconds to go in the first period here. Kurth just grabbing hands underneath. Landon trying to break him down. Kurth able to keep his base. Now he reaches down underneath and tries to take him over the top. Oh boy, that was dangerous. Exposed himself there, but he kept onto that arm, so there was nothing Kurth could really do. But now he's trying to throw a cradle in on Kurth, and they go out of bounds.
4 seconds left. So just break them down and try them out.
Just sit on this tight. 3-0.
And that's all the first period ends. The first choice, he defers. Landon chooses neutral. Well, you got the first takedown. Senior against senior.
Well, this is why they got rid of that moving the starting person around, because they want these older guys to finish the matches.
Right.
You know, when it started at 112 or whatever, or 114, your 107-pounder is the last guy to wrestle. They didn't like that. So that's why they put it back to the old way and let your seniors finish the deal.
Yeah.
Reaches in for an underhook here. Trying to get a double underhook on Kurth, and then he snags him and just brings him off the mat. He's powerful. But they were, like I said, off the mat, so no points awarded. Both guys still on their feet.
He tries it a little arm drag.
Yeah, that's pretty good for a guy 215 pounds to be sliding on his hip.
He'll go upper body, but he'll also move downstairs, too.
Right.
For the singles and doubles.
Yeah, he's quick with the singles, little snatches. Both guys just not really risking anything, because they know what's at risk right here, or what's at stake right here.
Right.
We win these last two matches, we win the duel. Now, Kurth is trying to come in on an arm drag, and now Landon Olson's got an arm drag on him, so a Russian tie. He's trying to go in, just get that high single, but Kurth is long, and he just put his head on, or hand on his forehead and shoved him away, so Landon couldn't get in on that leg.
Now to 25 seconds left in the second period.
Both guys kind of in a arm tie here. Just neither guy is going to risk anything making a bad move. Curse down, but he still doesn't want to risk a move because he could get put right to his back. So down to five. That's the way. Oh, Landon tries a little shot there right at the end, but nothing happening. So
3-0.
It will be a curse.
Okay.
Picks up his plug and throws it off the mat. Looks like we're going to go neutral. I think he knew he couldn't ride him. So hopefully Landon can maybe get another takedown, get him down on the mat, and get some bonus points.
It'd be nice to get a major.
Yes, it would.
Or more.
Take a lot of pressure off.
A win first is most important.
Yeah, the W first. Now Kurt comes in and tries a Russian tie on Landon. Landon gets a deep underhook on Kurt, and Kurt just backs off the mat. There ain't Landon. Oh, he did a nice little duck under, come right up into a body lock, but they're on the edge of the mat and what stepped all it. That would have been some points there. Now he's got an underhook again. He likes that underhook and then shoots that high single, but Kurt blocked at that time. Now Kurt's going to get warned for stalling. So Landon keep pushing the issue here. There he shoots in on a single there. Kurt goes out again.
109 left in the match. 3-0 still. Landon Olson.
Landon doing a good job of not letting Kurt get in on him either, so he rips anything. Being patient. You can't go in there just throwing arms. And, oh, he's trying. He's looking for a headlock there, but that would be risky right now, too. Late in the match, both guys a little bit greasy there. Landon, oh, get that single, pull it in. There. He's got a 3-point takedown there, right out on the edge of the mat.
And they go off. So 6-0 right now with 38 seconds left. And
somebody's bleeding.
Got to get that plug in again. this time it's Landon.
Yeah, so. Well, he looks like they're working on something under his eye. It might be a mat burn or something like we've talked about before. You get them this time of year, and boy, they just dry up and crack open real easy. Or he caught a finger or something. Who knows? But 38 seconds to go here, third period. Landon leading 6-0. Looks like the official walking back out on the mat. Don't see anything on the mat, so we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit over on the mat there, they said. Coach Hank Ireland grabbing some wipes. Landon's just got to bear down here and just bury Kurt and not let him get on his feet. This is that part I was talking about that kids got to get better at in wrestling nowadays. Is right here, 38 seconds, you don't let that guy get to his feet. Right there, he chops him down, gets him broke down nice. Kurt trying to come up, Landon making him carry every ounce of his body. Now Kurt up, now he reaches around, gets an ankle, gets a, gonna get an escape.
It's 6-1 with 20 seconds left.
No throws. And Landon's smart enough for that. He's not gonna let Kurt come in and throw a headlock or nothing here, so. Down to 10 seconds. Kurt's trying to go down underneath. He's stepping in, slides by. That's going to do it. Landon's going to win 6-1.
Making the team score.
Well, if it's 22-27, it'll be 25-27.
Okay. We're keeping right here. Tyler Hogan. Hutchinson and Parsons Rossi. Second time where he's got to come through.
Yep.
Parsons does.
This is why we said that's when they switched that system
he just
around.
Needs a decision here.
Just even a simple decision, but leave it up to the seniors.
Yeah.
This is why they've wrestled for so many years. They can handle the pressure a lot better than some young kid.
Hogan's a
crappy shoot in and a nice double leg takedown, but scoops away. Grappi kind of did a little lift on his arm and shot down, lifted him up, split the legs, but Hogan hit the mat kind of just crawling 100 miles an hour, and he got away from Grappi.
Kind of kicked out of there.
So good scramble by him, but Grappi wants to be careful. There he shoots in another.
Out of bounds. He's got to be careful. They're out of bounds.
Oh, my Lord, that's what'll get you in trouble. He tried to throw Hogan, and you know who Hogan's been wrestling his whole life? Their old heavyweight that's sitting on the bench with crutches. He's got to be careful here.
He's going to let drop the up. So, Hogan leading 3-1 with a minute and 10 seconds left.
Carson's got to be careful. He's just got to go back to his business and shoot some high singles, snatches, whatever, and just do it the right way. Don't go for the big throws. Like we said, all you need is just a simple win here. You don't need a pin. You don't need extra near fall points. Now Hogan kind of circling, Grappi coming in on him, but now he's going to try and throw a headlock. No points awarded here, and Hogan comes around to the back.
Gets a takedown on Grappi.
Hogan might be wrestling the match of his life. He's going to let him go.
6-1.
6-2.
6-2 now. 38 seconds left in the first period.
Carson's got to be careful. As we said, he's wrestled Evan Pierce his whole life. So both guys there. There, Grappi shows it. Shoots in on a knife.
There he brings him over the top. Oh, this might be it, folks. This might be it. He's got Hogan on his back outside the circle. He's got to be a little careful. Oh, it's got to be close. Hogan's trying to come off his back, but he actually moved farther into the mat. There's the ball. Oh, I don't even watch the clock. Oh.
So we got a 3-point takedown and 4 points to
So we got 7-8, 9-6. Woo, what a mess. 9-6. Carson defers.
And Hogan chooses up our neutral.
I agree with that call on their part, because he has caught Carson a couple times. But, boy, he almost caught Carson there again, but Carson's power got him out of that. That took a lot of energy out of Hogan, though, getting off his back there over on the edge of the mat. Carson shoots down on a low single. Got Hogan kind of hopping around. He's got to just follow in on that. Keep his legs moving. He had it, but Hogan kind of pushed down on his head and got him a little out of position. Hey, this is what tournament time's all about, isn't
it? Yeah.
Carson's got to be smart here. He's got the lead here. He doesn't have to push the issue.
1:18 left in the second period.
Sure, the coaches are talking to him about it. I think Carson's in pretty good shape, so that might help us out as we go down the run here, too. But you get a guy this size on top of you, it doesn't matter how good a shape you are, you're in trouble.
He's giving up some weight.
He is. Well, Carson shot in, and Hogan actually got the takedown out of it. Grappi's got him high on him. Now he comes up, gets a leg, sends it on the corner. Does he have a half in? No. But he gets a 2-point reversal.
Hogan denies. With 35 seconds.
Got to climb up the rope body. 30 seconds to go here. He does have an arm back, but not. Hogan got it back up front.
Coach Hank Ireland out in front of the bench giving instructions. Garoppi's got to work himself to the side a little bit here. Sitting pretty parallel right on top. Going to be a stalemate.
13 seconds left.
There's a whole period to go. These guys are actually moving pretty well for all the action they've done. As Hogan should be down. Yep, there we go. Official fixed it. Carson has to bury him right here and not let him get to his feet. And then it will be Carson's choice in the third period. It'll be a warning for stalling on Carson because he just pushed him off the mat. No points. That was a quick whistle by Hogan there. He got up in his feet really quick, so Carson jumps to the other side. Something different here. He's got to be quick and tag, bring him down. Don't let him get onto his feet. That's the way the period looks like it's going to end up here. Carson tries to do a little belly roll, but 11-9. Woo!
And,
it's Carson's choice. Chooses down. Okay. And we're going to go neutral. So Carson's going to get an escape. Maybe they figured that.
12-9.
We just got to be smart here and not risk anything. Just keep busy and work in on a nice high single or something like that. Don't risk any headlocks or any throws. Now he steps in, he tries to headlock and Hogan takes him down. Carson gets. He's got a single. He's got it locked up. Oh man, he's got to finish that. Because he has the takedown, so now Carson gets an escape.
13-12. 1:15 left in the match.
Both guys are sucking air right here. Greppy shoots in on a beautiful takedown and gets a takedown. Hogan, I think, is really gassing right now, and Carson is too, because he's had to work hard. Both guys have worked hard. Carson's got to get off to the side here a little bit, trying to run in a power half. I don't know if he needs to do that, but he's working on it. He's keeping Hogan down in the mat this way. He's gonna get warned for stalling probably, but we have had none. So, he has been warned for stalling once, so no points. Oh, there is one.
15-13, 42 seconds left in the match.
Got to find that little bit of gas to the tank here to finish this 40 seconds. Hogan sits back. Garoppi chin drops him. Garoppi's got him on his back. He's just got to sit here and not do it. Doesn't have to just hold on him or hit him. Then it would be better. There he gets a 4-point near fall.
20 seconds left.
4-point near fall. That's probably going to do it, but you never know. Looks like Hogan has absolutely hit the wall, which I'm not taking anything away from him because he did a lot of moves for a big guy, and that's impressive. But Carson's going to take a 20-13 win. I got to add this up. 11, 12, 13, 16. Yep. 20-13.
28-27.
Wow.
Team United wins 28-27.
I'm sweating like a butcher.
And they will advance to Marshall on Saturday. Woo! What a match.
Wow, what a duel.
Look at the referee.
Both
sweating a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he had some heavy action in the last three matches.
Yes, he did.
It was a lot of throwing and a lot of running around in circles. So I like the way he ref tonight. I mean, his stalemates are probably a little quicker than I like, but that's better than letting it go too long, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes they let him sit there on the mat for 20, 30 seconds. Well, he was probably a 10-second guy, and it was, let's go again, so.
Well, with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a while, and we will have the Neon Needles post-match show and talk to the coaches and the wrestler of the meet. So we'll send it back to you, Phil.
Do you love your fiber-fast internet from Farmers Mutual Telephone? We know you do, and we want to reward our customers for referring us to their friends and family. Farmers Mutual Telephone's Refer a Friend promotion is happening now through April 30th. Just refer a new customer, and we'll give you and your friend each a $50 credit on your bill. Plus, there's no limit on referrals. What are you waiting for? Call your friends, send that text, and start referring Farmers Mutual Telephone today. Get all the details on our website, farmerstel.net, or call our office at 320-568-2105. Farmers Mutual Telephone. Local commitment, global solutions.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply, all your building needs, located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Back here at Dawson Boyd, once again, your final score was Team United 28 and Hutchinson 27. This is how it went. At 107 pounds, Eli Olson won a major decision 15-5 over Haven Vincendo.
At 114 pounds, Nelson Vasquez went out, lost a tough match 5-2 to Shane Kramer. So that made the score United 4 Hutchinson, 3.
And at 121, Gavin Mortensen went out against Jonah Barrett, state-ranked wrestler. They met earlier in the year, and Barrett won 4-1, or 4-0, and Gavin really came back in the third period and made it really a close match, 8-5, losing, but Hutch went ahead then, 6-4.
And then at 127, Grayson Olson went out, got a quick fall for us in the first 54 seconds of the match against Braden Denlar, but United had 10-6.
At 133, 1 shot trance for Hutchinson, won by fall over Tygan Long in 30 seconds left in the match. So Hutch ahead and then by the score of 12-10.
At 139, Max Martin went out against Ben Gunnlaugsson. And wow, that's like a state finals match for people. I mean, it was unbelievable. Those guys are tough and quick. And Ben ends up winning a 4-1 decision, putting United back ahead 13-12.
And at 145, Colin Shocker went out against Jason Rodriguez. I think that was a rematch, I think. And you never take anything granted. And that was a wild match, and every point counts. A major decision for Holland, 13-3, making the team score then Team United 17 and Hutchinson 12.
At 152, Bentley Boffin went out against state-ranked Raiden Bites. Got pinned at the 43-second mark, making the score United 17, Hutchinson 18.
At the 160, Cameron Sather went out a weight class above him. Mark Riesenbeck, and won a major decision. There's another team point. That those are so important.
And that was all done, a lot of it.
8-0, and Team United went back to the lead, 21-18.
At 172, Noah Meyer went out against Connor Kurth. Oh, man, it was a wild one. And Connor Kurth ended up coming back and winning that match, 23-18, tying the score, 21-21.
Well, at 189, Brian Rohde went against state-ranked Luke Hull. Put him on a Brian at the 150 mark. Hutch goes back on top, 27-21.
And then at 215, Landon Olson went out and got a huge win for us to put us within reach for the heavyweight. He ended up beating Larkin Kurth 6-1. It was back and forth, and no big moves in there really to speak of, but Landon pulled out a 6-1 victory, putting us within reach, 25-27.
Then at the big boys, 285 pounds, Carson Rappi went out against Tyler Hogan, and 23-20
was a lot of points scored by heavyweights.
For heavyweights, well, the last three weight classes,
yeah,
89 and heavyweight, about 60 points between the four wrestlers. But held on to win. That's all he had to do. He didn't need a pin like against Camby, and won the match, 20-30, final score then would be Team United 28 and Hutchinson 27.
And they were talking about that Hutchinson heavyweight is just either an eighth or a ninth grader.
Wow.
So we're going to see him for quite a few years, and he was pretty tough. So,
well, we have our Neon Needles. Goes to Holland Shocker, and Holland, that was a great match.
Thank you. It was a good one to get. Having wrestled him earlier when we wrestled in Buffalo Lake, Hector Stewart, it was a good one to pick up there. And you know, obviously, as we go through the year, we both get better. So I mean, again, it's good to have that win back and feeling good for the team.
Yeah, and
you got a major out of it, and how many times does an extra point, a tech fall or a major?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the final score tonight, 28-27, you can really see how important that one point that your team saves or your team picks up, that it can make the biggest difference in winning or losing that duel. So,
yes, it can.
I mean,
that's the look at this, but the lead changed probably 5 or 6 times throughout the 13 matches.
Yeah. That Hutch, Hutch got a good lineup. They matched up really well against us. And they, you know, they were supposed to do, we did what we were supposed to do. So, it's good to keep moving on.
Yeah. 7 different times it changed.
7 lead changes.
Out of 13 matches. So, yeah, that was a good duel.
So, now the team wrestles again on Saturday. And
absolutely.
Probably looking at New Ulm.
Yep, that's what we were thinking, looking at New Ulm. And we know that they're a very, very solid program. They got a lot of young guys, a lot of young wrestlers. So, you know, we just got to keep doing what we've been doing pretty much all season. Doing what we're supposed to do, picking up, saving them where we can.
That's
what it's going to come down to on Saturday.
Okay. All about win by one.
And hopefully get that chance to play, wrestle in the conference or section finals and take one back to state. That's the goal.
Yep,
that's the final goal. So
exactly right. So congratulations on the Neon Needles.
Thank you, guys.
A T-shirt.
Good job, Al.
And you got a 6-inch value meal for Subway from Subway in Dawson or Clare City.
I'm going to dig into that, boys. Let me tell you.
All right. Very good.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Alan.
Danny will take your picture. And waiting for Hank.
He was going to go do some stuff. We might have to just take a little break here. And
so what we'll do, we're waiting for Hank, the head coach, to come and talk about the match. And we'll take this break, and when Hank gets up here, we'll conclude that interview and call it a night.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff. Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison. Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience at Doug Service and Marine Incorporated. Their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Canby.
Thank you, Phil, and welcome back to the match is now over. Hank Ireland, the head coach, got caught up with some people, so we'll just finish things out here. Of course, Holland Shocker with the Neon Needles, player of the wrestler of the match, and then the egg cooperative move of the match goes to not really a move, but a great victory.
Individual victory. Huh?
Individual victory of Landon Olsen at 215 to make it possible to win that match 28-27. So, Danny, we've experienced in the last 3 or 4 weeks some great matches.
Wow. And that's that time of year. That's what you want to see. I mean, you know, you don't want to see a 53-12 blowout. So that's the fun part of it.
Yep. So that wraps it up here. We'll talk to Hank probably on Saturday.
Saturday we'll have a little more time
prior to the match. We don't know who our opponent will be on Saturday, but we'll be wrestling at 12:30. Be on the air somewhere around 12:15. So, for Danny Lee, and want to thank Phil Werpy at the studio on the board, and that about wraps it up. Once again, your final Team United 28 and Hutchinson 27. Good night, everyone.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. LudvigsonTiling.26-7022.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, B. Johnson Electric, Tufty Auto and Sales, House of Spirits in Appleton, Woodstock Telephone Company, Canby Meat Center, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Dawson Truck Parts, Invenergy, Independent Oil Company at Canby, Sather Building Supplies in Dawson, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Lean Lumber, Boyd and Madison, Doug Service and Marine, Ludvigson Tiling, Prince Bank, Puris and Dawson, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Chris Wozinski for House, Appleton Area Health, The Dryer Doctors, Appleton Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Fixon Chiropractic, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Beats Electric Motor Incorporated, Swearable Designs, the Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Miller Services, Minneota Building Center, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, CCM Health, Oz Seeds, City Hall Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Dawson Dairy Queen, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Genio Turkey Store, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ag Processing Incorporated, Southwest Insurance Services, State Bank of Taunton, American Surplus, NB Golf Cars, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill. Section Sports brought to you by Grace Haven Assisted Living, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Cargill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Wolfslager Concrete, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Culligan, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tron Tossel Seeds, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Edward Jones, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, Gislason's Hardware, Warren Tregestead, Pioneer Seeds, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Minnesota West Community College, Kluwer Law Office in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Citizens Alliance Bank, Gruel Electric, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Client Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greater Community Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Heather Nursery, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Tenson Marine, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minnesota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports Coverage here on Q92.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, and everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Minnesota DNR.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows dip down to about zero tonight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 25. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 5 above. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected Saturday. Decreasing clouds by Sunday. Single digits above zero Saturday. Near zero by Sunday. Take a look at the extended forecast.